I got about 12 minutes, and if this is your first time ever hearing me speak, I'm going to start by saying I don't even like this message. And so if this is your first time hearing me speak, I'm going to give you an offer that if they invite me back to speak again ever, that I will give you a free CD. Just see my mom at the door. She will get your name and your address, and I will mail it free of charge. When I get a better message, that's what I'll do. And Brother Dennis will be the evaluator of the message. And when he thinks it's a good one, then I'll just give him $50 and I'll send out those 10 CDs. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thanking God for this nervousness, because I have come to know that God spoke to me today. And I said, God, I'm so nervous. My God, I hate this. And he said, if you ever get to a point where you're getting ready to stand up and speak my word and you're not nervous, then you need to reevaluate who the message is coming from. If you're just talking off the top of your head, then you won't be nervous. But if you're ready to deliver something that I gave to you, then you ought to be a little bit nervous, because after all, I am the great I am. And anytime you begin to speak my word, you ought to be nervous. So that's my disclaimer. And then I'm going to start. Mother EY, time starts now. All right, I'd like to invite your attention to, if you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, and I'm just going to read verses 1 through 11, standing all over God's house for the reading of his word. We give reverence to his word. Amen. And it reads as follows. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. And I want to just talk to y'all for a minute from the topic, a pregnant period. A pregnant period. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this word that is about to be delivered. Lord, I thank you for using me as a vessel, God, and just having me surrender unto you everything that I am. I pray that you would just bless this word right now, that would fall on fresh ears, God, and that it would not return void. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. A pregnant period. We're coming to celebrate Ash Wednesday, and I believe that we all know what Ash Wednesday is, right? Ash Wednesday is the day that we come really into full recognition of who we are and of our mortality. We come to realize that from dust we have come, and from dust and to dust we will return. Amen. Ash Wednesday is a period that we come to openly acknowledge that we have inward issues that we would like to deal with. And we affix a cross of ashes on our foreheads as an indication to the world and to ourselves that God is not through yet. Amen. But most of all, Ash Wednesday is all of those things. But most of all, Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the season of Lent. It is the beginning of the period where we are privileged enough to emulate Jesus's 40-day fast in the wilderness. Amen. It's a period where we all get to be pregnant. Amen. How are you getting this pregnant? How are you getting this pregnant period? Where are you even getting this from? Well, first of all, in my Bible, after verse 11, it goes on to say that after this period in the wilderness, Jesus' ministry was birthed. And I don't know about you, but I've never seen him birth before without there being a pregnancy beforehand, okay? And I know y'all Bible scholars out there, y'all can say, well, he could do whatever he wants. He could birth something that ain't got to do, pregnancy. So then I went and I did a little more research, right? And if you look at the 40-day period, amen, you'll see some striking resemblances between the 40-day fast in the wilderness and between a woman's natural pregnancy, amen? So here's what I saw. Usually birth takes place after pregnancy. Then I saw that there was a period of preparation for 40 days. Pregnancy lasts for 40 weeks. Amen? And then I saw that there were three trimesters in a normal pregnancy and a natural pregnancy, and Jesus was tempted three times, right? Okay. And then last but not least, he had to fast from some things. He had to give some stuff away before he could give birth to his ministry. Amen. And I don't know about y'all, but some people, if they want to get pregnant, they got to lose some weight. And even if you don't have to lose weight before you get pregnant, there are some things when you go for that prenatal exam, the doctor says, okay, well, you can't have these soft cheeses anymore because they carry organisms that might give your baby a disease, and you don't want to do that. And you can't drink caffeine because it has a negative impact on the fetus. And if you really want to have this baby, you got to give some stuff away. Amen? So Jesus gave his stuff away, and the same holds true for us. There are some things that we are impregnated with. We are pregnant by God. He impregnated. He gave us a seed when we were born. And if you know anything about pregnancy and a woman getting pregnant, she doesn't get any new eggs. She's born with all the eggs she's ever going to get. Every month they pass away, but nothing new ever comes. Amen? And Jesus placed some things, or God placed some things inside of you at birth. And those things are not going to pass away until they are birthed out of you. Amen? They can't die. When Jesus was born, he was the Messiah. Amen? God came to Mary and said, you're going to birth the Messiah. He did not birth his ministry until he was in his 30s. Whatever it is, it's not going to pass away until you birth it. Amen? So if y'all want to be pregnant with me this Lent, come on and talk to me. If y'all want to be pregnant with me this Lent, come on and talk to me. I ain't saying it's going to be easy, but thank God that he sent Jesus, and Jesus gave us a birth plan. Y'all ready? He sent us a birth plan to get through these three trimesters of pregnancy. If we look at the first trimester or the first temptation, the tempter says, you know what? If you're the son of God, turn this stone into bread. Go ahead and eat. You can do that, right? And Jesus is like, yeah, I could do that. And I'm hungry. I'd love to have something to eat. But you got to realize, baby, that this baby that I'm nurturing is not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I am having a spiritual baby, and me eating natural food that's coming from a source like you is a recipe for a miscarriage. No, I'm not going to be able to do it. So then he gets tested the second time, and the tempter comes to him, and he says, you're the son of God, right? You're the son of God. Jump. I dare you. God says you're not even going to dash your foot on a stone. You can do this. And Jesus is like, he's been reading in his word, you know, because he's been fasting and he's been praying. And he's like, wait a minute now. Yeah, I could. I could jump. I could rightfully jump. But that just seems crazy. That doesn't even make any sense to me. And I have enough word inside of me to know that he said, I'm not going to test you. Which one of you, if you were pregnant with a spiritual or a natural baby, would go into it and say, oh, I could do drugs because I believe that God is going to keep my baby through this? That's just foolishness. So God, Jesus comes in and he says, no, it's written in the word. I'm not going to test God. So I could do it, but I'm not even going to try to do this thing because it doesn't even make sense. I'm not even going to test God. I'm not even going to waste God's energy on preparing me or saving me from a foolish thing such as jumping. I'm not even going to worry about that, Satan. Try again. Trimester number three. Now here comes a test worth taking. All these things, material things, everything you see here, he said, bow down to me. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. It's like trying to exchange your spiritual gift for material things. All these things, it's written in the word, will pass away. Everything, heaven and earth, but his word shall remain. And the spiritual gift that he's giving you shall remain. That doesn't seem like a fair exchange to me. How much more would you trade your spiritual gift for a life without purpose? A life without purpose. So as we go into this Lenten season, I want you to be pregnant with me. And as you go through this Lenten season, I want you to understand that God's got some gifts for you. And as you affix this cross of ashes to your forehead, don't dare do it without intending to go through a change. I don't know any good parents that birthed a baby and their life was still the same afterwards. After you go through this thing, you ought to change somehow. And if you ain't going to change and you don't want to change, then don't waste the cross. Don't waste the pregnancy. Go on about your business and do something different. Why? Why do it? And after you birth this thing, you got to know that it's going to be like a newborn baby. It's going to require some things of you. If you want to be a good parent, it's going to require that you are in your word reading. It's going to require that you are trusting and believing. It's going to require that you can get up at 4 a.m. and write what thus saith the Lord. It's going to require some things. If you're not ready to be a parent, don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. And now the last thing I want to do is, as you go out after you receive your ashes, whatever you're fasting from, whatever God has laid on your heart, it's between you and God. Bless the Lord. The Bible says we're not going to walk around with rent clothing so that people will know that we're fasting. Okay? Now whatever you're fasting from, it might cause you some type of feelings. Some days you might have morning sickness. Your hormones might be out of control. And if somebody cares about you, they might come to you and say, what's wrong with you? But instead of saying, oh, I gave up peanut chews for Lent, I want you to tell them this. I am expecting, and I ain't never met nobody that's going to question an expecting parent. Tell them, I am expecting breakthrough. I am expecting greatness. I am expecting strongholds to be released. I am expecting my ministry to be birthed. I am expecting from a great God to do some great big things in my life. I am expecting because I'm going through a pregnant period. Hallelujah. Mother Iwa, I'm done.